This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden has signed a series of executive orders aimed at stemming the coronavirus pandemic in the United States, AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
He's essentially serving notice that the response is under new management.
We're in a national emergency. It's time we treat it like one.
The president signing 10 executive orders, including ones to boost vaccinations and mask wearing. They're now required when traveling, even as he orders new aggressive measures, comparing them to a wartime effort. The president warns there will be setbacks and the pandemic will get worse.
We didn't get into this mess overnight. It's going to take months for us to turn things around.
But his message to a country waiting for action?
Help is on the way.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Public health experts are blaming a vaccine push by the Trump administration for the current shortage of doses that is leading to inoculation cancellations. AP's Jackie Quinn has more.
A Trump administration campaign this month to get states to expand their vaccination rates and reach of people ages 65 and over had a flaw. It didn't provide the doses needed to meet the demand, leading to frustration and confusion at the state and local level. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio.
Obviously, in a contradiction where you want to open something, but there's no vaccine to go with it, it sends kind of a false hope to people.
The Association of State and Territorial Health Officials is blaming a lack of steady federal leadership, something the Biden administration vows to change.
We'll move heaven and earth to get more people vaccinated for free.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
A mixed day on Wall Street with the Dow Jones Industrials closing lower, but the NASDAQ and the S&P 500 in positive territory. You can find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA.